Welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I am your host, Daniel. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about how innovation is tackling organ transplants using 3D printed organs. Thank you for stopping by. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I am on all of the platforms. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram to send us a message at Life with Innovation. While you're there, check out our merchandise store. Also join our exclusive fan page on Facebook where we get into awesome discussions about the future and how to prepare for it. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. So I wanted to start off today's podcast by saying a couple news with today's topic. So, as of September 28th of 2020, there are about 109,000 people on the transplant waiting list. Every 10 minutes, one person is added to this list, and 22 a day pass away. In 2018, there was a record number 36,000 organ transplant surgeries, and this has since been the new average. This is quite saddening news and not the way I really wanted to start out today's episode, but it paints a picture of hope with the topic of today. So this year, the 3D printing market is at a staggering $2.3 billion and has made a 30% jump in growth since 2015. This is a market that will eventually resolve the issues that the world has been encountering. Unfortunately, in a lot of other parts of the world, organ harvesting via means of human trafficking still exists. Black market organs are also a really big problem. There is hope that having a technology such as this would save not only the people that need these organs, but also those that are being stolen and affected negatively. Not only that, but we also encounter organ rejection. With kidneys, for example, 20% of patients encounter rejection. And that number jumps to 40% with heart transplants. So you can only imagine not only, you know, the number of organs that are being harvested from other people, but the number of, you know, organs that kind of go to waste with when they get rejected by the patient. So 3D printing aims to eliminate this that change as well and benefit all of humanity. And so let's start with answering the obvious question that some of you might have. What is 3D printing organs? Well, firstly, the process involves bio-ink, which is a mixture of artificial or natural materials mixed with cells. Artificial being polymers and plastics, and natural being lactic acid proteins. How this works is it starts with a CT scan of the organ that you're trying to print. The imaging goes layer by layer into a computer software to be analyzed, again, layer by layer, until you have a complete 3D model with excruciating detail of your organ. Using the bio-ink materials, it can take that machine data about 7 hours to fully create a perfectly designed organ that is nearly exact to what has been scanned for you. This includes vessels, this includes veins, muscle. I think I already said that one, but it's really, really, really intricate. A lot of detail needs to be captured in order to make an organ successfully printed. And a quick side note that Israeli scientists have actually made a recent breakthrough in the last year where they have successfully made a heart without the use of organ materials. They utilized fat tissue, which was then transformed into embryonic stem cells, and then differentiated into different types of cells in the heart. This heart was only about the size of a rabbit's heart, but nonetheless, had all the chambers of a human heart, blood vessels, and muscles. There is still some research that needs to be done since the heart can contract but still had no ability to pump. So right now we are still 3D printing hearts that have a mixture of artificial and or natural materials mixed with cells. And there is other technology being done by Wake First Institute of Regenerative Medicine that prints directly on the patient. This is some Elysium type of tech right here. And if you haven't seen the movie, very interesting. Check it out. Matt Damon is awesome. If you love a good sci-fi, it's really, really good movie. But this technology is centered around surface level injuries. It first scans the patient and analyzes the surface wound. And then using your own blood, it begins to print over your wound, creating new layers. Kind of like spray paint in a way. And it continuously layers and layers. But it's printing over your wound the exact layer that it needs to print. That is pretty cool. If you guys see a video of that, that would be absolutely amazing for you to watch. This is still in early development, but it has made many strides and improvements since 2008. So we can only imagine what new information and what new news is going to come out here in 2020. And the current difficulty is vessels, being that they are just so complicated to map out. The lesser complicated things are like bones and skin grafts, and these are already currently being utilized, especially with ears and cartilage replacements, for example. But nonetheless, we have made amazing strides, and we're only moving forward, you know? We're only getting better and better. So aside from the health epidemic that this will solve, it also has an amazing fiscal impact. 3D printing organs is far more cost efficient given it provides a platform to directly interact with humans as opposed to drugs. So, for example, if you 3D print a heart organ, you know that it works through a verification process, such as providing it with nutrients, giving it pulses of electricity, and ensuring it has proper blood type when it's printed. All in a controlled lab setting. Drugs, on the other hand, we won't really know how it affects humans just by giving it to lab rats or monkeys. And yes, we can gather valuable information, but it's not concrete. And it basically needs to be finalized. It needs to be tested on humans. So that's where this fiscal impact really comes in. It's a lot cheaper. Because, again, if you also think about testing on these animals, you are also paying to keep these animals alive. You're feeding them. You're also treating them if the medication that you're feeding them to test has adverse effects. I mean, a lot goes into testing with animals. So 3D printing is really, really going to make a huge impact in a fiscal impact. And overall, it's just great news. I'm sure you can hear everybody's excitement when the news comes out saying, yes, we've printed the first 3D heart. Overall, I'm very excited for this next level tech that will be coming in the next, if I were to estimate it, like 5 to 10 years. And if you want to support this development of this technology, I'd highly recommend investing money into those company stocks. For a 3D printing company you admire, because they're all doing great things. And obviously, you know, they're going to really reshape the medical industry. So throw some stock money at them. This is how you can really help further their development. Yes, it can be very small, but in many thousands of people doing it, many millions of people doing it, it can really expedite the progress that these companies can make. Well, I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. If you are a follower of the podcast, I'm excited to bring you this information about 3D printed organs. Thank you all for listening in. I appreciate your support. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I post every Wednesday. help you feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you on the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation.